StormLakeRadio.com. Chris Bachman with an opportunity to visit and talk baseball with Buena Vista University head coach Steve Eady, whose team has been back now from their trip from Tucson, Arizona. And during a cold week this week, Steve, you're gearing up for a four-game weekend series against the Loras Duhawks. How are you?
Yeah, good. Looking forward to, at some point getting out there. The weather's obviously changed from Arizona, but overall, not a bad spring so far. We've been outside quite a bit, and I think we're ready to roll.
Hey, let's talk about Arizona now. Not just nice weather down there, Coach, but you win 6 of 8 games.
Yeah, and I thought our schedule was pretty tough. I don't think we played real clean baseball. We didn't pitch it very well, and we didn't field it very well, but our offense was good enough to overcome some of the runs that we've given up.
Yeah, lots of runs, 24 in one game. I mean, a lot of high-scoring games, 12-11, 12-9, 10-8. So obviously at the plate, things feeling pretty comfortable for many?
Yeah, we do have a pretty nice lineup. I think 1 through 9 we've gotten some good production, especially from the bottom of our order. And, some seniors that maybe didn't have great years last year are back to normal and looking pretty good. So overall, nice balance, and we're not just relying on a couple guys, and that's the way it needs to happen.
Yeah, I want to talk about one of your seniors, not only because he's a local kid, but because he has played a lot of baseball for you, and that's Neil Marshall, who has made a little switch. He's not playing outfield, but you've moved him to second base, Coach.
Yeah, we didn't have as much, he's kind of the guy that wherever we don't have the depth, he seems to fit in and be willing to play. As a freshman, we had a lot of depth in our outfield, so we played some infield JV, and then the next year we graduated a couple outfielders, so we moved out to the outfield, and actually an injury allowed him to start playing center field. One of our starting center fielders got injured, so he moved over to center, and it was pretty hard to take him out of there. He's really good defensively, and now this year we felt like we had four varsity-type outfielders without him, and we had an opening at second base, and it's been a pretty nice transition. And he just continues to get more comfortable every day, and he was willing to do it. So I really take my hat off to him. I don't know where we'd be without that guy. And he's a great leadoff hitter and a great base runner, and defensively he's getting better.
Coach, you mentioned your seniors. Brandon Wessels, slugging percentage 689 so far through 12 games. Bennett Mann, his slugging percentage 773. And you throw in Tanner Truesdale, who's played a lot of baseball for you. I mean, a nice start there up top with these elder statesmen.
Yeah, and they're competitors, and they really want to do anything they can to win. So Brandon, again, he's a great catcher, but we have him playing everywhere. Tanner went down with an injury, and he's going to be fine this coming weekend, but he had to miss 3 games down there. So Brandon played outfield, and he's done that a little bit. He's played some first base. He catches, so he's invaluable, and his attitude's fantastic, and it's nice to see him off to a great start. And, Bennett has been a transfer. He started every game last year, the first-team all-conference guy last year, and mm-hmm. He's hit some big homers. He's got a lot of power, and he's really patient at the plate. And, Tanner hits the ball as well as anybody. He's as good a hitter as we have in the league, I can challenge those guys. We had a 2-game losing streak down there, and I really challenged those 4 guys to step up and to lead us, because everybody feeds off of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably didn't like me calling them out like that, and they probably didn't deserve it, but they responded very well, and we won the rest of our games down there. So it means a lot to these guys to have a great year, and they're off to a great start.
Steve, switch gears for me right now and talk about pitching. On the mound, who's going to be throwing the baseball all spring long?
Well, our rotation this weekend will be, we have 3 left-handed guys in the rotation, which I think can cause some problems for some teams, and it really will eliminate some teams running the bases on us, and I think it'll make it a little tougher to score. Justin Lang's a senior. He'll start off game number 1 this weekend, followed by our right-hander, Jake Hathaway, who's a junior. Those 2 guys have the chance to be pretty special. And if we're going to do well in the conference, we need to be really good on the first night of the doubleheaders. And I think they give us our best chance. And then we have a sophomore, Keenan Jones, will start game 3, a left-hander. And, he's an 84 to 85 type guy with a good curveball. And then Jake Lewis, who, he's been better in practice than he has been in a couple games, but he's 86-87 from the left-hand side with a nice little tight slider and a changeup that's developing. So we need to get innings out of those guys, and because if we can get into the sixth, I like our bullpen. We're pretty deep back there, deeper than most teams in the league, and so we don't have to rely on those pitchers to go 8 or 9. We can go 6, 7 strong innings and then finish it off with our bullpen. So Wes Onken leads our bullpen staff along with Dalton Mason, a junior, kind of a power arm type guy. And then Kendall Hazel's kind of our senior left-hander. He's kind of our floater. Mm-hmm. He can throw short relief. He can come in for a hitter or two, but he can be available every time we play.
Nice to have that and yet in your bullpen, no doubt. And, Steve, you bring up the league. Sum up the Iowa Conference schedule. Of course, Loras starts it for you this weekend with 4 games, but how do you see the future? If you can look into the magic ball, what do you see this year?
Well, it's hard to look past the first 4, but, you know, really I think we play 10 of our first 14 at home, so we're pretty front-loaded, and we need to get off to a good start playing at home. Our last 8 are on the road, and we just really need to get off to a good start here. Loras will be a team that isn't a whole lot of fun to play against when they get going. They do a lot of things on the bases typically, and then we have Coe on Tuesday and then at Wartburg. So, you know, really important that we're ready to play right away and not put ourselves in too big of a hole before we hit the road.
Yeah, a lot of games here in a short span, and of course you pack them all in during the conference regular season, and before you know it, we'll be talking about the postseason conference tournament mid-May. Steve Eady, we'll keep in touch. 9 wins, 3 losses thus far. Loras in town this weekend. Beaver fans, Storm Lake and Buena Vista High School baseball complex, Beaver baseball all weekend. Steve, best of luck all season long.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Coach Eady joining us here today at stormlakeradio.com.